awareness is a skill that you can learn. It can be mastered by making few changes in the way you connect, communicate, and listen to people. Here are some tips that I want to give it to you so you can follow to become a better socially aware person. Number one, become an excellent listener. Listening and observing are the most important elements of social awareness. It takes practice to really watch people as you interact with them and get a good sense of what they are thinking and feeling. And active listening is a practice that can help you to understand people, their thoughts, emotions, and even intentions. To become an excellent listener, you need to remove all the distractions in your mind and focus strictly on just listening to that person. You need to give the feeling to the other person that he or she is the only person in the room. But today, in a digital world where distractions are everywhere with constant phone notifications and interruptions, it takes real practice to be a great listener and give that undivided attention to the other person. Most people, they don't listen to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. I remember I had this cognitive block before and took me real practice to listen with mindfulness. And the magic it does is that you're able to devote 100% attention to the other person who's talking to you and accommodating that body postures that encourages the other person also to talk with ease and to open up more to you. So don't worry about formulating your responses when you're listening. Show the person that you are listening through your nonverbals. Give that confirmation or clarification on key points that they make. Be attentive and remember, active listening is a sign of great respect and people value that. Also remember, sometimes people don't need your advice. They just want you to listen to them. They just want to be heard. That's an emotional need. Therefore, develop that skill to get attuned with people and respond to their needs accordingly. Number two, be understanding and empathetic. Empathy is the next level of active listening. The etymological origin of the word empathy comes from a Greek word which means feeling into. Feeling into is using all your five senses and your sixth sense, your emotional intelligence, to read the thoughts, emotions, and actions of another person or persons. There are three types of empathy that has been studied extensively by psychologists Daniel Goleman and Paul Ekman. They call it cognitive empathy, emotional empathy, and compassionate empathy. Cognitive empathy is the ability to recognize, imagine, and understand another person's thoughts and feelings. When we practice cognitive empathy, we are practicing taking the perspective of another person. We are imagining ourselves in their situation, and we understand why they would be feeling sad or feeling disappointed in those specific circumstances. Cognitive empathy understands another person's emotions intellectually or cognitively from their point of view. This is like walking into the shoes of the other person or stepping into the character, which is a process actors do when they are preparing themselves for a movie role or a drama role. But it's also a great tool for us to who wants to gain the perspectives and to get a deeper understanding of other people. Also an opportunity to improve our communication skills, to identify problems before even they escalate. So we get to see the perspective of the other people, and this gives us a fuller picture about the situation. As they say, you can see more with four eyes, or you can think more with two heads than just having one. Cognitive empathy is very ideal for workplaces where you need to understand the concerns and needs of other people and behave accordingly. Here you don't need to give an emotional response, but a total understanding from others' point of view. In cognitive empathy, you don't need to feel the same emotion, but you have the same understanding of what the person is going through. Emotional empathy is the next level of cognitive empathy, and people expect it from you if you're a family member or you're someone very close to others. Emotional empathy is the skill to respond with an appropriate emotion to someone else's thoughts and feelings. This type of empathy helps us to build connection with others. Emotional empathy you feel with the other person. You reciprocate the same feeling, and you do help the other person relax or recover from a bad feeling. You help them get better with their emotional state. You help them get their emotional state back. Others can cry on your shoulder. They can confide in you. Others feel you're part of their support system. For the social psychology researchers, Hodges and Mayers, emotional empathy is about feeling the same emotion as the other person to respond to that pain it causes and when we feel compassion towards that person. However, Ekman goes beyond defining compassionate empathy, also studied by Goleman. In his view, empathy goes beyond understanding or sharing other person's feelings. It also provides space for mutuality, for sharing experience, and to connect with the other person's lives and feelings. In a compassionate empathy, you will do something for that person. You do something to alleviate their pain. Compassionate empathy is the ability to understand, feel, and connect to others' pain in such a way that it moves you to a concrete action, helping you to relieve it, helping you to relieve their pain. It is seen as the very cornerstone of human connection. Compassionate empathy goes just from feeling what others feel to taking action. So whatever may be the kind of empathy you may emit at workplace or in life, what ultimately matters is that you are a caring person who has a caring mindset, and you have that attitude to feel what others feel before acting on your own desires and impulses. It requires a mindset for compassion, humility, and intellectual sensitivity powered with active listening, social intuition. In a time of digital communication, social distancing, social networking, work from home, video conferencing, and other forms of communication, human physical proximities are getting reduced. This leads to our communication getting a little bit mechanical and less human. Emotions are reduced as emojis. Communications are taken as interruptions, and our attention is kind of divided. In this context, we need to deliberately put empathy on the front seat to be emotionally intelligent again, because we are indeed missing that human connection in this post-pandemic world, isn't it? Number three, be non-judgmental and be accommodative. To develop social awareness, you need to see people as they are, without filters, prejudices, and assumptions. You don't need to be accurate about everyone, because you can misread people even if you try to judge them. So going with your instincts is one thing, but you need to be clear about your instincts. So becoming non-judgmental is very essential for social awareness, because we tend to see what we want to see in people. So in a workplace, which are pretty much political in nature, we tend to see others from other people's point of view, and we miss out on our independent perceptions on people. So you need to see people without pre-installed filters of culture, gender bias, age, or ethnic diversity. Being accommodative of diversity is another key point here. You need to respect people who are different from you. You need to appreciate their cognitive diversity of ideas, opinions, and viewpoints. You need to be respectful about their background, culture, gender, or any diversity. And you should be appreciative about their differences, whatever differences you have with other people. That is perspective power. You need to be flexible and adaptive in your approaches when you work with diversity. So use inclusive approaches by understanding others' unique attributes and differences. Because a socially aware person knows the value of point of views and the perspective others can bring into to broaden their horizon. So be appreciative about that when you are socially aware. Be observant of people. That's number four. To become socially aware, you need to be interested in people. You need to observe what is spoken, what is not spoken, to understand people. Facial expressions, tonality, body language, and postures are all different types of communications to convey what another person feels. Learn how to read people's facial expressions, micro expressions, tone of voice, and body language so that you can become a better observer and a better listener. When you learn to understand people, you will know more about their background, their dreams, their aspirations, and fears. This gives you a better vantage point to relate to them both personally and professionally. Number 5, improve your social skills. Other areas of social intelligence that we need to develop to improve are our manners and our social etiquette, which includes making a good first impression, greeting people by their name, catching the mood of the room, knowing what to say and what not to say. Greeting someone by name is one of those basic and influential social awareness strategies that you can adopt. Probably one of the great lessons most people have learned from reading the classic work of Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Genuinely complimenting and showing appreciation for what other people say and do is another way to improve your social skill. Your social skills will help you switch your roles when a situation demands. Social awareness helps you to fit into the role, to be that person when others need you, to be that listener, to be that empathizer, to be that support system, to be that advisor or a motivator, and so on. So it's not about being nice to people or, you know, being a people pleaser. It's about being authentic, assertive, and to have comfortable boundaries to give and take and not crossing them over or to put another person in jeopardy or distress or embarrassment. Social awareness is very important in workplace and in social life. Empathy plays a major role in leadership development, as leading with EQ over IQ is gaining momentum in changing the way leaders lead. In real work situations, when you are faced with a problem, you're more likely to approach a manager who is more warm and approachable than a competent person who is unapproachable. We reach out to people who are emotionally accommodative than people who are emotionally withdrawn, even if they are highly competent. Bottom line, social awareness is a skill that you can develop if you value other people as much as you value yourself. The way you showcase that value to others is by listening, showing empathy, and understanding others' point of view so that people can work together as teams and live together as families and communities.